Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining End Time World News for the first time, definitely your donations help keep us on the air each and every month. It's very important. So if you get anything out of today's podcast, please think about donating. Again, we have a PayPal link, a Venmo, and a Cash App link. So that about covers it. And folks, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For more questions, prayer requests, information about the podcast, please contact End Time World News at protonmail.com. That's End Time World News at protonmail.com. Okay, folks, today's podcast and information, today's news comes from, got a very interesting article from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Article was just dated yesterday. That's 6/21/2023. That's just yesterday, Wednesday. Very, very interesting article, folks. The headline reads as follows: Study claims COVID-19 vaccines contain graphene nanobots, and they can be transmitted to the unvaccinated. Now, if you've been following with me for any length of time on End Time World News, you know that I've been covering this vaccine very, very, very thoroughly and all the chaos and everything that it leads with it. You know as well as I do that it's a poison and it is from the devil. And the people that created this poison are demonic. That's all I can say. And that's just my humble opinion. God will be the ultimate judge, jury, and carry out the sentence. But in my humble opinion, the people are evil. The people behind this, you know, you have the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller family, George Soros, the king now, King Charles of England. You know, you have a lot of famous people all over the world and very rich elite people that serve a different master. They don't serve Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. So we just have to pray for those people, but just be aware. So let's dig into today's podcast, shall we? Here we go. Thanks to scientists like Dr. Felipe Van Weldenberger, there is now concrete evidence that the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccines contain graphene nanobots. You heard what I said. They contain graphene nanobots. I had been saying that all along. They suspected. I pulled information from halfway around the world. There was an organization working in Spain. They noticed the same thing with the Pfizer vaccination, the Pfizer vaccine. They came out with the same thing. And so I've known this for a while. This is nothing new to me. Without their research, the public will never know that allegedly safe vaccines contain microscopic entities made up of graphene oxide that can harm human health. There you go. What are graphene nanobots? I'll tell you, folks. Graphene nanobots are microscopic entities crafted from material called graphene. These nanobots are captivated by the imagination of researchers and innovators across the globe, but behind their seemingly miraculous potential is a terrifying reality, one that could shape the future of humanity in surprising, dangerous ways. Graphene is a single-layer carbon atoms arranged in a two-dimensional lattice. It has amazing properties that have paved the way for breakthroughs in different scientific fields. But the integration of graphene into nanobots takes the technological marvel to a whole new level. Graphene nanobots, driven by the power of nanotechnology, can easily navigate and incinerate terrain of the human body with unprecedented precision. On paper, the potential applications and beneficial are endless. Graphene nanobots can be used for targeted drug delivery, tissue repair, disease detection, and even neural interfaces. Neural meaning the brain, folks. But all profound technological advancements come with questions, particularly about the potential risk and unintended consequences of these inventories. For example, graphene nanobots can be used for infiltration and manipulation. As they navigate through the bloodstream, these microscopic agents can interact with cells, tissues, and DNA. The DNA, folks, in case you don't know, that's the main molecule that actually makes up a person. And people don't realize that, but that's what that is. And they've done everything they possibly could to alter the DNA so we are no longer human. And that's what they're working on right now. That's what Elon Musk at Twitter, now owns Twitter. He's doing something like that with a Neuralink. He's doing different types of things, trying to manufacture and already has a microchip to put in a human brain. I mean, here we go, folks. This is classic in the book of Revelation. This is classic beast, B-E-A-S-T, beast technology. It's been around for a long time. It's just now it's on the forefront. And see, people are overwhelmed, the population and the world, because they got so much stuff going on. You got a war going on with Ukraine and Russia. That's a distraction. You got all this other stuff going on. Well, meanwhile, behind the scenes, there's more deadlier things going on. Our human rights are being taken away. They're going to have a digital vaccine. The WHO is working on that. Or excuse me, a digital passport, not vaccine. Yeah, they'll have another vaccine anyway because the up-and-coming pandemic. But they have a digital passport. They want to make international. They want to make it mandatory. So if you go around, you move, you do anything, you need a digital passport, digital ID. Excuse me. It's just everything is going on right now. But these graphene, these nanobots, and excuse me again, I got a lot of sneezes here. These graphene nanobots will alter, and thus a person becomes no longer a human being because it gets in and it will alter the DNA. DNA is the molecular makeup of each unique human being that God created. See, God made man in his image, and people forget that. People forget that, and that's easy to dismiss because man is always trying to put himself above God. And you gotta believe me when I say that man thinks he's equivalent to God. Man will never be equivalent to God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Man will never do anything Jesus has done, never. Man will never, ever, ever be perfect. Man thinks that man can be perfect on.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
His own, but what man doesn't realize is God is Almighty, is the Creator. And God can seeth, God can bringeth, and God can destroyeth. Just that simple and that quickly. Man's arrogance will be man's own downfall in this world. And that's what you have to understand unless you believe in Jesus Christ. The prospect of international manipulation of unintended side effects raises alarm about the invasion of bodily autonomy and the potential for irreversible harm. vaccinated individuals are infecting the unvaccinated with dangerous graphene oxide, says a biomedicine expert. Graphene nanobots in the COVID-19 vaccines. Experts believe the COVID nanobots were added to the COVID vaccines through secretive manufacturing processes. Confirmation can be found in a document submitted by the food or to the Food and Drug Administration, rather, by Pfizer. It's a gain emergency use of authorization, or a EUA. Initially, the FDA didn't plan to release the document for a minimum of 75 years, but the agency was forced to by a federal judge. See, they wanted to hide that till everything's over, till everybody, half of humanity's dead. Then they can roll out this crap, folks. This is how these evil people are. But they also always, they have to abide by their own satanic rules. And one of them, number one, I've learned from seeing the delete and having to deal with the delete, having to deal with some elite people, is they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's just a rule that they have. That's a satanic rule. And I don't believe in that at all. But I do believe that they do have to warn you so that they can roll things out a way they want to and actually have, as they would say, some type of success. And they feel that killing off 3/4 of humanity is a success, where I don't. That's murder in the highest degree. Those people need to be dealt with very sternly, all these people that believe in depopulation and everything like that, killing of humanity. The document confirms that it's possible for toxic graphene oxide to end up in the COVID-19 vaccines via the manufacturing process. Van Welden Bergen is a renowned nanotechnology expert, who's made groundbreaking studies in uncovering the truth about graphene oxide and nanoparticles in COVID-19 vaccines. After analyzing the vaccine samples, Van Welden Bergen detected the presence of graphene, raising concerns about the impact of these injections on the human health. His findings correlate with the presence of graphene with the emergence of alarming blood clottings, the destruction of red blood cells, also the highlight need for immediate and further investigation into safely and long-term consequences of graphene oxide-containing COVID-19 vaccines. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm going to put a link down below, folks. You can read the article in its entirety. I've hit on most of the highlights there. The world, as you know, is slipping away from humanity. Satan is taking over every day. It's the moral rot and decay, especially here in the United States, is overwhelming. Things that used to be are no longer in existence. What right is wrong, what wrong is right. It's pathetic and it's crazy. So if you haven't, folks, it's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into your life, repeat after me. Here's a simple prayer. Find a nice quiet spot in your home, your work, slip into the bathroom for 2 or 3 minutes. Repeat after me, folks. This is known as a salvation prayer if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Here we go. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I pray now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. I commend you. You've now asked Jesus into your life. You are saved. And I'm going to ask you, there's just a couple things I would like for you to do. There's just a couple steps here. Real easy, folks. One is get a hold of a Bible, If you're here in the States, meaning here in the United States, you can always order one just for under $20 through Amazon. If not, I'm going to tell you the next way you can get one. If you're on a budget like I've been, the best way you can do is find a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and approach a pastor, a junior pastor, senior pastor, approach somebody of a church, a deacon, a member of the church, and just say, hey, you know, I can't afford right now. I have a real tight budget. Could you help me get a Bible? And sure, they'll fix you up, especially if you want to be a new member of the church. So that's my first question, or that's my first statement you should do, suggestion, is get a hold of a Bible, start reading. Second thing is find a good church. Once you find a church, again, that preaches the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the next thing you need to do is write your questions down and then approach somebody in that church and say, hey, I have some questions. What is salvation? When's the second coming of Jesus Christ? What is this all about? What is baptism? On and on and on. Whatever questions you have, folks, just ask and ask and ask. Write them down first, but ask. And they'll answer your questions. You'll get them answered. That's the second thing. Find a good church. Write your questions down. Approach a member of the church. Again, a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor. You're going to need to approach a youth pastor or just a member of the church. Whoever invited you or whoever you might know, whoever's close, say, hey, could I have a few minutes of your time? I have some questions. They'll sit down with you if they're a good Christian, and they'll answer all your questions. And the last thing I would suggest is get yourself baptized. That's the last, very last thing I would suggest. Once you're a member of the church, and you're into the Bible, and you got your questions answered and you're understanding, make that final commitment to God in front of the whole congregation. That's what it symbolizes. And the baptism symbolizes the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you put your head down in the water, underwater for a minute, and then back up, that's the resurrection, the death and the resurrection. That's what that symbolizes. And you do that in front of the whole congregation to know you've committed your life to Jesus Christ. Okay, folks, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. God bless you. See you next time. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.